Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Little Shop of Hidden Treasures by Holly Hepburn and read by Karen Cass. Part 1. Starting Over. Chapter 1. It was the flamingo that first caught Hope Henderson's eye. Tall and proud and gloriously pink, it stood in the middle of the shop window demanding her attention. And it wasn't alone. She saw, as she slowed down to take a closer look, it had several feathery siblings of varying heights and pinkness, and a grey and black heron loomed beside them, cleverly made from twisted metal. Above, a sign warned them to mind the gap. Another pointed cheerily to the circus, although as far as Hope could tell, the arrow was aimed directly at an ancient flowery chamber pot. And above that was a framed vintage poster advertising a balloon race to Paris. Hope stopped walking, fascinated both by the variety of stock and the lack of any apparent design. The shop occupied a corner slot with two wide arched windows on each side of the glossy yellow angled door. A magnificent grey rocking horse dominated the window next to the flamingos, its shiny black mane glistening in the late morning sunlight. One eye seemed to fix upon Hope as she stared, and she was sure she could almost hear a whinny. She had always been drawn to the shop as a child, demanding a visit to peer into its windows whenever her family came into York. And as a student in London, she had spent too many Sunday afternoons wandering up and down Portobello Market, fantasising about what she would buy if she had any money. This wasn't Portobello Road, though, and she was a long way from London. The Gothic spires of York Minster peeking through a side street reminded her of that. She was home, after more than a decade away. The shop's name, picked out in cherry red and adorned with gold leaf above the bright yellow woodwork, tugged at Hope's imagination the same way it always had. The Ever After Emporium. How could anyone fail to be enchanted by a name like that, she wondered. Underneath the name, in smaller letters, were the words, Purveyors of Treasure Great and Small, and beneath that, Established 1902. Proprietor? James T. Young, Esquire. Hope spent a few minutes gazing at the windows, marvelling at the mind-boggling mix of items and oblivious to the crowds of late-spring tourists jostling along the pavements behind her. Only the chimes of the Minster bells roused her.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?